And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose. What up, though? I'm David Jacoby. And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic. Still putting it on wax.
We're Jalen Jacoby. What do you do?
And giving the people what they want.
Jalen Rose. Last night in Philly, the Miami Heat proved that they're no fluke. They're no team that starts hot and then cools off like the Suns did or the Timberwolves. They are not a fluke. They went into Philly playing against one of the best teams in the East. Bam Adebayo. Most improved in my mind. 23-9. Kendrick Nunn. Undrafted. Went for 26. The Heat outlasted the Sixers. Jalen, where do you put the Heat in the top teams in the East?
Let me think about the players first because it's driven by Giannis, Jimmy Butler, Pascal Siakam. Those performers stand out as
Kemba.
Elite. Kemba plays on a deeper squad in Boston.
Embiid
and Simmons. That's the class. So I put them in the top four, top five.
But these guys like Duncan Robinson, Kendrick Nunn, Bam Adebayo, like balling.
What are the two words I always use with the Miami Heat?
Player development.
Was Kendrick Nunn drafted?
No, he was on the Warriors G League team.
Did he get drafted?
The Warriors were like, nah, we're good. We don't need Kendrick Nunn. They need him now.
He scored more points at this point of his rookie season than anybody that's been undrafted.
They could have two players, one and two, in the most improved.
Just
they
think
could.
About that.
They really could. It's amazing.
And shout to Jimmy Butler, too. Because in the offseason where people were teaming up to form dynamic duos, he was like, I'm taking my own path. And if you notice, in Miami, he don't have to worry about making sure Deion Waiters is at practice or James Johnson is in shape. All he got to do is worry about his job and being the best. You know why? Because Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra are going to take care of all of that other stuff.
I was clowning when he showed up at 3 in the morning for practice. Like, he might be onto something now.
I told you.
Like, he might be onto something now. Like, this is might be a thing. Look at all these players. I saw Myers Leonard hit a 3 yesterday.
And they're about to get Goran Dragic back from injury.
It's a good point. That's a great point.
So, like, they're starting to build out some depth, some confidence because they started so well. And how about Bam's evolution as a player?
Oh, wow.
He used to block shots and rebound. Now he's scoring and passing?
Like, I think he averaged, I don't have it in front of me, but he averaged like 2 assists or something. And now he's like getting triple doubles.
How about that? With 30 points?
It's crazy.
So, like, I'm really impressed by how he's developed, how their team is balling. And that was a quality win.
It really was.
You go back to your former stumping ground. Jimmy Butler had a choice. I could stay and run with these three guys, including Tobias. He left.
I'm gone. Well, one thing that we sleep on, too, we always talk about player development. That has a lot to do with coaching, is Eric Spoelstra. Because Eric Spoelstra cooked something up for the 76ers. He said, Embiid's really good in the post, and y'all can't shoot? You know what I'm going to do? We're packing it into 2-3. We're going to pack it into his own defense.
Old school.
We're going to pack it into his own defense.
2-3.
Look at this. Like, they're not playing man-to-man, and they stifled the 76ers. They did this, I believe it's 39 possessions of the game, which is about 40% roughly. Like, the Sixers did not have an answer for this. And one thing that the zone allows you to do, Jalen Rose, as you obviously know, is it allows you to switch. So you get a different look when you're coming down the floor. So you call play. Like, you just don't really know what you're going to see. You can switch up what you're doing on defense.
And you know what else you could do? They were basically playing a small ball lineup. You could also switch where players were in the zone.
Yeah.
So if you see, they're trying to post up Hero. They're trying to post up Duncan Robinson. And when he's on one bottom, you could put him at the top. You could flex that. And what it also does, it takes Joel Embiid off the post.
Mm-hmm.
It takes Ben Simmons out the paint.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't make attempt shots outside of there. So now all of a sudden you got Richardson shooting shots. They have some capable shooters, but you're playing the percentages at that point.
They need better shooting. The 76ers just need better shooting. In order to be like a true title contender, they need better shooting and play better than this. And congratulations to the Heat handing the Sixers their first home loss. Well, stay in the East. The Sixers beat the Mavs. They did so with a very balanced, impressive attack. Kemba Walker, 32. Jaylen Brown, 26. Tatum 24. If you combine those numbers, like, we're talking, oh, my math is bad.
82 points.
Like, Jalen, is this the sort of balance that the Celtics need to be successful?
And this is without Gordon Hayward. This is without Marcus Smart.
Yep.
This gives the heartbeat of the Boston Celtics are what the Knicks hoped they were getting. And you ask, what do I mean?
Yeah, I'm confused.
They drafted back-to-back wings in the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. The Knicks did that too. Kevin Knox and R.J. Barrett.
Yep.
When those guys develop and elevate, all of a sudden you give Jaylen Brown a big deal. He's playing carefree. Great. Jason Tatum is driving the basketball more, conscious, trying to get to the free throw line. Showed his first year that he can ball. And then Kimba's economic. And you look at the numbers, what Kyrie brought and what Kimba brought are the exact same thing. But that's like our show. There are a lot of two-man groups that are doing television shows.
Yep.
But you know what? They don't have our chemistry.
Chemistry.
People underestimate that in team sports. You see us at the Power Premiere. You see us at the UFC fight. You see us at the Terrence Crawford fight. That's chemistry. And that's what the Celtics have that's improved with Kemba Walker playing point guard this year.
It really has. And listen, Kyrie Irving is a great basketball player. But if you were to ask me, would you rather have Kemba Walker or Kyrie Irving on your basketball team, I would probably pick Kemba Walker.
I want to tell you a secret over the last year and a half.
It's a secret?
Two things that have taken place.
Okay.
One, when Kyrie went to Boston, he had already won a championship with LeBron and the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
So he looking at the Celtics like, I'm trying to show y'all what to do. Kimball's like, I was in Charlotte. I'm trying to get in where I fit in.
Yeah, I'm a national TV for
I'm
the first
happy
time.
To be on this stage.
Yeah.
And also, Kimba, and this is the secret, was third team All-NBA last year.
Where was Kyrie on that?
He was not on no squad.
Oh, because he was injured? Oh, wait. Oh.
Kimba's going to be an All-Star this year.
And Kyrie's going to be there too, right? No.
Maybe, maybe not.
Probably not because he's missing so many games.
That's my point. Kimba's actually been better the last year and a half.
It's true. Well, if I needed a bucket, I'll take Kyrie. If I need a player, I'll take Kemba. Well, on the other side of the ball, let's talk about the Mavs without Luka. Kristaps Porzingis had himself a good game. He had 23 points, 13 rebounds, his third straight 2010 game, and obviously those are games without Luka. My question for you is this is, KP got off to a slow start. Not too many people were talking about it because Luka was so hot and they were winning games, but KP got off to a slow start. Can this like little stretch without Luka actually unlock KP for the rest of the season?
Of course, because playing with the Knicks, he was the number one option. He was the all-star. He was the franchise player.
Unicorn.
And you know what usually happens when that takes place? When the ball comes across half court, they're giving it to you.
Yes. Yes.
Where you want it? You want it on the left block?
Yeah.
Cool. You want it on the left elbow? Cool. You want it at the top of the floor?
Point guard looks at the coach, holds up some fingers, and that's, I'm going to get the ball. And
now guess what happens?
What's that?
When you start playing with Luka, and he dazzles early in the season the way he does. You got to get the ball, Luka.
Yeah.
You got to get in where you fit in, dog.
Yeah, maybe he'll hit you on a roll.
Yeah.
But you're setting him a pick.
And
hopefully he drags
the
defense
away. You, can't be pouting.
No.
Because he earned that.
Look at him.
He earned that. And so you're getting the ball in different spots. You're the secondary performer. So without Luka, I think this is going to build his confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And it also builds the confidence of those around you.
It also shows Luka, like, I can hit threes. I can get post-ups. I can do a lot of things. And one thing that I remember from KP and his run at the Knicks, the put-back dunks. They're starting to come back. They're starting to come back because he has great put-back dunks. You're starting to see more of that, which shows the energy that he needs.
Here's what I'm going to also remind you of KP that makes him as unique of a big in the league. Karl-Anthony Towns comes to mind. Anthony Davis comes to mind. That can make a couple of threes a game.
Mm-hmm.
And Greek Freak, too, probably Joel Embiid. But also going to get me at least two blocks.
Oh, he had three blocks yesterday. But the one thing about blocks that don't necessarily translate to defense to me is it's not just the blocks. It's the changing the shots.
Correct.
You create missed shots. The block is
7-3.
But you get the same result if you contest a shot and you can clearly change the shot and get the ball back. Like, sure, three blocks, but he adjusted like 8 or 9 shots that also led to missed shots. Moving on, Kevin Garnett was on the Podfathers podcast. Who's the Podfather?
William A. Simmons.
Not his middle name, but sure. William Simmons.
Founder of Jalen and Jacoby.
Bill Simmons, founder of Jalen Jacoby, also of The Ringer. And he had Kevin Garnett on the Bill Simmons podcast. And Kevin Garnett detailed how his 2010 Celtics, quote unquote, broke LeBron James. And James realized he didn't want all the pressure of being a superstar by himself, so he had to go and play with Bosch and Wade on the Heat. What do you think about Garnett's theory that the Celtics broke?
I've always loved KG's big personality.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Adam Sandler. They're selling a movie.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they're doing their
every podcast. They're doing
the
Laker game.
They're on Sports Center.
Podcast, on the job, on
yeah,
Sports
exactly.
Center.
They like they're me everywhere. And you. You like, everywhere. Dang, they're hanging out together.
Anywhere you want me to go, I'll be there.
They're selling a movie. That's what I get from that, because the game you described, what did LeBron do in that game when they said they broke him?
Well, there's a couple. There's the game 5 in 2010 when LeBron had a bad game. He had 15 points. And then game 6.
Game 6
is a different story,
Jalen. What happened in game 6? So if I'm broken in game 5.
Yeah.
In game 6, I remember looking at a picture of LeBron with his hands on his shorts. And he was raging like a bull. And I looked down at the stat sheet when the game was over. LeBron had 45 in that game, didn't he?
Something like that. I don't have the numbers in front of me.
That was LeBron's hero performance.
Of course. But he needed to. It needed to be his hero performance because his team wasn't good. You know what? If someone said to me, do you want to play on a good team or a bad team? I'd probably pick the good team. Do you want to play with Bosch and Wade, or do you want to play with Ilgauskas and, you know, Delonte West? Well, I'll probably pick Bosch and Wade. Like, to me, when Durant goes to the Warriors or LeBron goes to the Heat, like, of course. That's exactly what I would do.
I know this is a political term, but the swing vote ultimately ended up being
Ray Allen.
Because Ray Allen won with the Celtics and then won with LeBron in Miami.
Oh, yeah, he'll let you know.
So imagine if he stays in Boston when LeBron goes to Miami. That looks a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the arena when Bosch gets the offensive rebound,
one of the
kicks it
shots
out
of all
to Ray
time. Maybe
Allen.
The greatest shot of all time.
That's the, greatest shot, of all, shot time. Of all time.
It is time for News That Matters. Jalen, there's a man in San Diego. He's a real estate agent. He has eaten Chick-fil-A for over 100 days in a row. But wait. Remember, Chick-fil-A not open on Sunday. So does it even count if you're only eating Chick-fil-A Monday through Saturday?
Like, no.
Is this a Fugazi record?
No.
This is Fugazi.
No. So,
like, that's what I'm saying.
This happens in the NBA too much.
Whoa.
I'm going to tell you what.
Okay.
Players playing extended games and all of these streaks, but then you miss a couple of games. So it's like, he scored 20 points in 10 consecutive games.
But he sat for two of them in the middle.
Yeah.
You can't, you did not, like, that graphic is technically wrong. You did not eat Chick-fil-A for 114 days straight.
Correct.
You took off Sundays. They're not open. And listen, I know this guy did not buy two on Saturday and then ate one on Sunday. He's not committed like that.
You think he took it home and put it in the oven?
No, I don't think he did.
Microwave?
He's not committed like that. Microwaving Chick-fil-A is disgusting. That is disgusting. Imagine yesterday's Chick-fil-A sandwich that you microwaved.
That'll have
sick.
My stomach hurting.
Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
It is time for a very special version of Soft Move or Boss Move. Jalen, before my youth basketball games, I used to pray to my Larry Bird poster on the wall.
Legend.
And Stacey King used to do something very similar.
Oklahoma. Lefty.
He had 3 Michael Jordan posters when he was at Oklahoma. So he would rub each one before home games. Well, he got drafted to the league. Got drafted to the Bulls.
The playing with Jordan.
And here's what he said. He said, quote, when I got to the Bulls, I felt like I could rub Michael instead of rubbing the poster. So I rubbed him my first game as a rookie. And he looked at me like I was crazy. And said, hey man, what are you doing? He had no shirt on. He had a pair of boxers on. At that particular time, I thought it was awkward. I could see why he thought it was awkward. Jalen Rose, soft move or boss move? Rubbing your teammate for good luck before a game.
Boss move if it's Michael Jordan. Right? If you could get near Michael Jordan, you try to get any of the mojo that he has. No doubt about it.
I just love the idea that... Because Michael Jordan is not known as, like, when you're in around the office, you're a smiley, nice guy, huggy. You know what I mean? Michael Jordan's not known as necessarily that type of person. So that's like the idea that a rookie comes over for the very first game of the season, and he's just rubbing on him like a genie's going to pop out of Michael Jordan.
You know his one of his basketball nicknames, Black Jesus.
Black Jesus? I thought it was Black Cat.
Both.
Black Jesus? Tell me, that was Stacy's first game with Michael Jordan. What's the first time you played against Michael Jordan?
Black Cat Jesus in gym shoes. The first time I played against Michael Jordan that I was actually playing, I can't even front. I don't recall.
Don't remember? That, you know what? Good for you. Good for you, Jalen Rose. Good for you.
I do know the year that they won 72 games, I was a part of the Nuggets team that beat them. One of those.
There you go. We should get a banner in the studio just for that.
Yeah.
Jalen Rose. Yes. Jalen Rose and the Nuggets. Yes. Won one game against the 72 win Bulls.
And you ready for this? I wasn't in uniform.
Oh, what? Oh, no banner. No banner.
I wasn't in the arena.
What? Where were you?
I think I was like suspended by the team or something.
Well, wait. No. Why would you get suspended by the team, Jalen Rose?
I wasn't suspended by the team. I wasn't traveling.
You're Dion Waiters. You're on the boat. Said you were sick.
No. Here's the thing.
I want to hear this story.
My first coach was Dan Issel.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably Google some of the issues that he ultimately had personally. He was a terrific basketball player, went to Kentucky. All respect. That's why I don't even talk about this story. But he was having some issues with himself and ultimately decided he wasn't going to coach the team after X amount of games into the year.
Okay.
So my rookie year, I had three coaches rookie year. And I think it was something at Miami. We was playing a game at Miami. Mm. And
young Jalen Rose in Miami led to a suspension by a team?
I think I like...
Seems like you're blaming everybody by yourself.
I think I took a shot or ran a play that he... I don't know what happened. it wasn't enough to get suspended. I promise you that.
Okay. You were a victim.
It was the hot shot rookie.
Yeah.
People got to remember, when I came into the league, there were people in the league that were adults that wanted to break me that weren't in uniform.
I understand.
That's just how it was.
That's part of the game.
Yeah, that was part of the game.
Shout out to Stacey King. Moving on, the Pelicans won a basketball game.
Pelicans blind.
The Pelicans won a basketball game.
And I still Pelican blind.
They had lost 13 in a row.
Wow.
But Brandon Ingram brought 34 points and a win to New Orleans Pelicans. This is the Brandon Ingram that we always wanted. How come this Brandon Ingram shows up every once in a while and not every night?
This year he's showing up every night.
He's had some down games.
He wasn't with the Lakers. But it's a different role when you're the primary weapon. When the team is figuring out ways to get you off. And you're not a sum of the parts like he was in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
He got drafted as a lottery pick. They was like, here go the keys.
You're the next Kevin Durant.
And then they brought in Lonzo. Yo, this is the future. Your number going to be in the rafters, though. And now they get traded. One guy has been able to flourish in Ingram. And it seems like Lonzo has plateaued.
No one's really talking about it, but you know I can go negative. Lonzo's not been great this season. I expected a lot more from Lonzo Ball because I love Lonzo Ball's game.
Me too.
You know who else I don't think has been great this season? Stretch mark five. Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic led his team to a win in Denver.
Drop down, Joker.
18-9-12. 18-9-12 is pretty good. Not 20 points, but 18-9-12 is pretty good. Is it time for me to leave the stretch mark five alone?
Bang, bang, bang. Y'all got to show them what he did. What? Look at this. Skill. Jacoby jealous. Bang.
Is it time for me to leave him alone?
Yeah.
It's time for you to leave him alone?
I'm going
to
tell you why. Let me tell you why. I'm going to convince you.
I got my eye on him, though.
He has you so spoiled. You think 18-9-12 for a stretch mark five.
I said that was good.
That's great.
18-9-12 is good. That's a good stat line.
That's great.
That's 12 assists from me from, you know, the fat guy.
Correct.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, Murray doesn't have to be the primary distributor.
Mm-hmm.
Can get you 33.
Mm-hmm. So, Jalen, the Magic are 12-16, but still in the 8th spot in the playoffs. Can you imagine that? You know who else is still trash, but looking at a playoff seed?
Oh, it's like that?
You know who's trash?
It's like that?
But looking at a playoff seed? Your Detroit Pistons. The Pistons lost to the Raptors. Kyle Lowry had 20, 10, and 10. Andre Drummond had 22 and 18 rebounds. So, Jalen, can your trash Pistons find a way to sneak into that 8 seed, which is not going to have a winning record in the Eastern Conference?
Detroit going to the playoffs.
Are you serious? Wait, Detroit Lions?
I came through the door.
Detroit Lions?
Said it before.
Red Wings? We're talking about Red Wings?
The Pistons will be in the playoffs. Now, the thing that can't happen is we get the Bucks in the first round again.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. I mean, you're not going to be the 7 seed.
That's what can't
happen. Gap between the 7 seed and the 8 seed, right now, I know things will change, you know, by the end of 82 games, but the gap between the 7 seed and the 8 seed is big right now.
2-6 in the West, in the East is close.
Yep.
But you know what else is close? 8-13.
Yeah, yeah. Any team. There's no team in the East that's not the New York Knicks. It's like, we don't got a chance. The Knicks are the old team. It's like, there's not even a chance of a chance.
It's time for us to give the people what they want. Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage to some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now, it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven. We're going to talk about the Browns again.
No.
We're going to do it again. Because you remember last time we talked about the Browns, there's a report that Browns players were going over to the Cardinals sideline. What were they saying?
Come get me.
Come get me.
Come get me.
Come get me.
I'd rather play for the Cardinals, who've won and had success win, than the Browns, who've won and had success win.
Well, of course, Odell Beckham Jr., who's been pretty quiet this year, addressed those rumors. Let's listen to OBJ.
I've been talking to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the Toronto Argonauts. You know, a couple Canadian League teams that I'm also, you know, trying to get traded to. So it's been, you know, it's been great conversations. It's just, it's done. It's old. You know, like, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here. We're going to figure this thing out. It's just too special to leave.
I'll be here. It's too special to leave, Jalen Rose. Are you buying that OBJ is committed to the Browns?
Here's what I'm buying.
What's that?
The organization realized that he was saying, come get me, to the opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, Jarvis Landry and other players were doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what happens. The organization does two things. One, they get on the phone with those people's agents, managers, support group. The other thing is they make sure that they sit down and talk to those individuals. And they let them know, I got a secret for you, Odell. You're in the contract for next year.
Yeah, we have a contract where you play for us.
So we control your destiny.
And you can't trade yourself from the Browns. And if you want to get this team better, we're going to have to sign some people and make some moves. And you asking out of here is not going to help us get better. So let's you help me help you.
But also, if you think about it, Unless free agency or something happens, their skill position players are already set.
But that's not the problem. Correct. I mean, outside of Baker, that's not the problem. The problem isn't that they don't have skill position players.
You said the problem.
Baker.
You said the problem.
Baker. Well, there were some problems with the Jaguars. There were some problems. Remember the NFLPA sent out a memo to all the players in the NFL saying, consider that there's been more grievances filed against the Jaguars than any other team. 25% of the grievances are against the Jaguars. Tom Coughlin is known as not exactly a players-friendly executive. Well, he's been fired. And he's been fired on the heels of another grievance that came back. They fined Leonard Fournette $99,000 American dollars for sitting on the bench when he was inactive. What? And guess what? That $99,000 fine, gone.
Oh, that's new money when you
gone.
Get it. It feels so
gone.
Good.
And guess who else is gone? Tom Coughlin. So my question is this moving forward is, what's next for these Jaguars who are just, seems like they were in the AFC Championship ahead of the Patriots like 2 years ago.
And another player won a grievance for $600,000.
$700,000.
Basically, he was fining players for not participating in involuntary activities. That's just abuse of power.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that happened to Tom Coughlin is probably the most important thing.
What's that?
The Nick Foles signing wasn't a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because now all of a sudden you don't take care of Ramsey. He's out. That's money you could have gave him. Remember how the season started? Jalen mm-hmm. Ramsey, how did he arrive at training camp?
He had an Adidas-sponsored Brinks truck.
All he wanted was his bread. Oh, he'll still be there.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
But they gave it to Nick Foles.
How'd Nick Foles
got injured.
And next thing you know, it's Minshew.
Gardner Minshew took his spot.
But he played. Gardner Minshew played well for a couple games, and then what happened?
Back on the bench.
Yeah. Well, the Jaguars, the NFL comes at you fast. The NFL comes at you real fast. Like, you can be in the AFC Championship just a couple possessions away from beating the Patriots to in complete shambles like they are now very quickly. Well, big game this weekend. We're going to talk about the Cowboys, but there's something worth talking about this Cowboys game. Big game between the Cowboys and the Eagles. It's essentially for the NFC East.
Mm-hmm.
And Dak Prescott was limited in practice on Wednesday. A sprained left wrist, a right finger injury. Jalen Rose, what hand do you use to throw the football if you're a quarterback?
Right
hand.
He uses his right.
And if you have a right finger injury, does that help you throw the football?
It does not. But you know what it allows you to do? Turn around and hand it off to Ezekiel Elliott.
Which might not be a bad thing, to be honest with you.
So, we talk so much about Zeke and Dak, but their offensive line is the highest paid in football. A lot of people coming into the season felt like it was the best group in football. And then all of a sudden, with Zeke holding out, Tony Pollard started to play well.
Yeah.
Last week, they both had over 100 yards rushing.
People sleep on Pollard.
In the same game.
Yeah.
That's the balance that their offense calls for. Now you can play action, throw it to Amari.
Mm-hmm.
Not the other way around. That's, to me, is so now their talented linebackers can tee off on the quarterback, read his eyes if they want to blitz, or play in the pass game. It's not that simple if you're able to get the lead and or play smash mouth football.
Dak Prescott being limited in practice and maybe a little dinged up for the game could end up being a good thing for the Cowboys, because when Zeke is running, they are the best. It's time for some very important news that matters. I've been to Nashville. I love Nashville. They've got a steakhouse there called Jeff Ruby Steakhouse. Fantastic steakhouse. Well, the Titans went there and they had a good time, drank some drinks, bought the good steaks, you know, those big ones. They're like for two people, bunch of that. And then the bill came and they stuck the rookie with the bill, DeAndre Walker. The bill was $10,000. Jalen, do you think this is fair, this kind of rookie hazing?
It is fair.
Why's that?
Because you have to gauge the situation when you're the vets. And here's what I mean. If you think this guy has a chance to be out of the league next week,
mm-hmm.
if you think that this is the only contract he's going to get,
then you don't do that.
Then you don't do this to him.
Yeah.
You do this to the guy that you feel like
you got 8 years
has a chance to be around for a really long time and become a good player and a productive player for this team.
So I got a more important question.
Okay.
One thing about you that people might not know, big tipper. You tip everybody. You tip servers that aren't even serving us. You're tipping managers, bartenders, bouncers, busboys. You people don't even work at the restaurant. You're tipping civilians, tipping everybody. But on a $10,000 bill, like, what's your tip on a $10,000 bill?
Oh, I've been here.
Really? I've never been with you when you got a $10,000 bill.
I've been here multiple times.
Okay. What do you tip?
It depends on how many people is with the party.
Okay.
So in this case, you said it was the teammates, so you think maybe 10?
I mean, if $10,000 bill, I'm going to guess like 8 people.
Okay. So that means there are a lot of people ordering.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of people that, oh, this is not well done enough.
Yeah.
You know, can you take this
crazy
back?
Too. They're like, what's the most expensive whiskey you got?
Yeah.
Let's get 8 of those.
So really, you're really making the servers work really hard and spin around like a top.
Mm-hmm.
This is a $3,500 tip.
$3,500 tip.
Yeah.
See, if it's $10,000, I'm going with 25%. Jalen Rose.
Yes, sir.
We tailored a segment just for you.
Thank
you. Where you can choose your own adventure.
Yes.
You can pick
whether
we're going to talk about a topic or not. And it is called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, just say hit the brakes. If not, me with Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang.
First up. Video of Mike Tyson's boxing protege. Yes. Let's take a look at who Mike Tyson is training to box. Watch this. The GOAT Mike Tyson.
Ooh.
And the GOAT Serena Williams.
Ooh.
Training, boxing together. It looks like a hotel conference room. I don't know why they picked that spot, but what do you think about Ms. Serena's boxing skills?
I think that when we talk about her power in tennis,
mm-hmm.
you underestimate that it translates to other walks of life.
How many rounds do you think I would last against Serena?
You'll go, I'll go out the first.
Get out the first?
No, you get out the first?
Okay.
Next.
Because you'll be self-conscious when you take off your shirt.
No, I'm not. I look good, man. I've been working out. What do you mean? Now I'm self-conscious that you said that. You see me with my shirt off all the time. Moving on.
CP3 took care of his Thunder teammates.
Season vet. Hit the brakes.
Well, hit the brakes. He bought all of his teammates' custom suits, but unlike LeBron, he got all different ones tailored for each person, which I really like. Remember LeBron got everybody the same suit?
Right.
So let's look at some of these guys' looks. Like, each one is selected by CP3 for them. Wait till you see Steven Adams. I mean, Steven Adams had the hat and the hair out. Jalen Rose, have you ever bought your teammates a holiday present?
I have, but CP3, come on now. Look, I was rocking the top pins first, and now you got them cats rocking top pins. Come on. Come on, man. The antiques. Come on, man. But no, I'm happy for CP3 because he's handled his transition to OKC with maturity.
Yes.
And professionalism.
Yes.
And you got to buy in when you're getting a check. Mm-hmm. And you got to show everybody else how to behave on and off the floor. This is an example of that. For me, when I was a veteran, I tried to do the exact same thing. Reward my teammates when they play well with cash incentives. Give away suits to teammates. Give cash and per diem every time we went on the road to the young players.
If you haven't been paying attention, the Thunder have come back from 20-point deficits in the last two games. Shout out to them. Moving on, we have some bad
news. Are you going to get the staff anything ever?
No. But they know that. That's our relationships. They don't get me anything. I don't get them anything. I'll get mad if you get me a Christmas present. I'll be mad if you get me a Christmas present, for real. I'm going to give it right back to you. Moving on. We have more bad news from North Carolina basketball. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
No Cole Anthony, no wins. Keep it moving.
Keep moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
We have our final Naz Carter update of 2019.
Hit the brakes.
We're not going to get a chance to update you on the rest of Nas in 2019. We just want to play some of Nas's greatest hits. You know,
I think
Uncle Jay-Z's greatest hits album would be killer. And so is this. Naz Carter, our guy, Jay-Z's nephew, his blood nephew. Look at this man. What do you think about Naz Carter?
Flying through the air with the greatest of ease, a young player earning minutes.
You think he's gonna spend the holidays with Unc? You spend the holidays with Uncle Sean?
His uncle might come spend the holiday with him.
You think he's gonna get a little present? He's gonna get an expensive present from Uncle Sean. If Jay-Z was my uncle, if it's less than $1,000, no.
See? Now you see my problem with life.
I know, I'm baiting you.
Now you see my problem with life.
I'm baiting you. If you give me something less than $1,000,
I'm shout to Roc Nation. They sent me some great presents.
There is a huge performance in the Pac-12 that I would like to show you.
Hit the brakes.
Alonzo Verge Jr. scored 43 of the team's 56, but it was in a loss to St. Mary's. So if your teammates only score 13 points and we lost, should they be mad at him or should he be mad at them?
But look at that score. They ain't just getting beat. They getting waxed.
Yeah, they held to 56. But should they be mad at him or should he be mad at them?
He should be mad at them. But let me tell you how St. Mary's was on the bus and in the locker room. They try to act like all of his points were meaningless.
That wasn't on me. That ain't mean nothing.
We beat him by 50.
We let him have 43. That was our strategy. That was our strategy the whole time. Next, we have a new LSU Tiger that needs to get to know his new school a little better.
Hit the brakes.
Go hit the brakes. Okay. Marcus Neumerville announced that he was going to LSU. And let's just check in on how he did so.
Okay.
I'll be attending University of LSU.
Jalen, you know, he was nervous. He's on TV for the first time. But what does LSU stand for?
Louisiana State University.
Do you think it's the University of LSU?
No, I don't.
I don't think so either.
I don't.
Should we give him a pass?
You got to give him a pass because he's nervous.
He's a young man. The camera's in front of you. You got a suit on.
You ready for this?
What's that?
Can't stand signing day.
Why's that?
Can't stand signing day.
Why's that?
Because it's a grandstand. It doesn't help the athlete. And here's what I mean. We could do also a lost tapes version of people who sat there with multiple hats playing three-card Monty.
I'm going to this school.
And then you're like, where are they now?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it works both ways. This creates a target, too. And for the schools that you don't pick, it's almost like a charade a little bit. And so I understand and I want the athletes to be celebrated, I just feel like the hat day at the table with the multiple hats. Yeah.
Press release. Next, you'll never believe how Stone Cold Steve Austin celebrated his birthday. You'll never believe it.
Hit the brakes.
Okay, we'll hit the brakes. Let's check in on Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Everybody, it's Stone Cold Steve Austin standing in my front yard. I want to say thank you to the world via Twitter, Instagram, and email. All the calls and text messages I got saying, happy birthday, Steve. You made it to 55. I can't effing believe it. Thank you all very much. And that's the bottom line. Why? Because Stone Cold said so.
I have a lot of thoughts. Number one, you smash the beers together. They just pour it on your face. Not even drinking the beers.
Right. And number two, he needed a lighter and turn around and light some of that stuff down
behind him. I hope he lives in California. What's going on, Stone Cold?
That's probably why he didn't drink the beer.
Probably. Let's move on. Jalen, we have a fantasy league here at Jalen and Jacoby.
Hit the brakes.
You're in the championship against our producer, Demetrius. Jalen Rose, who's going to win the game?
See, for those that haven't been paying attention, not only am I great at television and so many other things, I'm terrific at fantasy.
Oh, you wait, I know you're not starting Jacoby Brissett, right?
No, I'm going to switch that out.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm like, dog.
They don't play right now.
Even I can't support you starting Jacoby.
I had to pick him up during the week.
I understand.
During the bye week.
Well, I'm rooting for you, Jay. I saw this game tonight on the schedule a couple weeks ago, and I said to myself,
I'm going to circle it.
Oh, we got a game. We got a game. LeBron and the Lakers, 24-4, going to Milwaukee Cream City to play the Bucks, also 24-4. One of these teams will have the best record in the NBA and will have the top spot in all the power rankings and in all the psychological minds of all the other teams. Anthony Davis, questionable tonight. I think he's going to play. It's a big one. What do you think about this matchup tonight, Milwaukee?
No Eric Bledsoe for the Bucks.
Good point.
Anytime you're without your starting point guard who gets out in transition and plays defense and is athletic to be able to switch on the perimeter, that's going to be a big loss. More minutes for George Hill. More minutes for DiVincenzo. For the Bucks, when they're playing at home, it's about defense and three-point shooting. The Greek Freak's going to be dominant regardless of who's out there. I would love to see Anthony Davis perform if healthy.
Yep.
He missed a previous game at Indiana and the team lost. What squads around the league have been doing, when players have missed games due to rest or load management or injury, the other team has been beating them.
Yes.
And so if he does not play like Dwight Howard did in the last game, he was 10 for 10. He was dominant.
Dwight Howard was great.
But except, you know, when you need Anthony Davis late in the game, because he's their best free throw shooter. Dwight Howard missed two. LeBron James missed two. Rajon Rondo missed three-point jump shot. You need Anthony Davis when it's time to close. So it's going to be an exciting matchup. LeBron has been outstanding this year, leading the league in assists, 17th year, bringing it every night. But the Greek Freak, to me, has been the most dominant player in the league.
Christmas is always noted as sort of a pivotal point in the NBA season. Like, things start to get for real for real. It's all warm up now. Christmas, it's like now things are for real, right? I think that the winner of this game goes into Christmas being like, we're the best team in the league. We're the championship favorites. And you usually don't say that after, about one game, but there's one team that's going to walk away from the arena tonight, go back to the locker room and be like, it's championship or bust right now.
Here's what you're going to like if you're an aficionado of the game. Anthony Davis plays. These are the two largest, tallest teams in the league.
Yeah.
It's going to be some bodies banging. People like the Lopez brothers shooting threes and playing in the paint. JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard. These are some athletic bigs for the Lakers. So it's going to be interesting to see that clash of styles.
You know what? Rarely does a Rockets-Clippers matchup get overshadowed. But that's exactly what happened. The Rockets go into L.A. and play the Clippers. Pat Beverly's old team. There's a lot going on. Now, do you remember when Luka played the Clippers? And Pat Beverly, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard kind of shut him down? Will they be able to do something similar to James Harden?
Well, the difference was, against Luka, they did a great job of forcing him to help and contesting his shots. when they play against James Harden, they just flat out go double team him.
Yeah. So it's the best thing to do.
The game plan is way different.
PJ Tucker's going to hit five threes from the corner, then PJ Tucker's going to hit five threes from the corner.
But the thing was, last game, Russell Westbrook was still trying to figure out how to get off.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's a play I want everybody to watch. James Harden at the top. They come blitz him. Before the pick and roll even happens, just come blitz him. Capella rolls to the front of the rim. That could be a pass. Cross court to PJ Tucker could be a pass. But here's the outlet. Hand off to Russell. Going downhill from the left wing towards his right hand. Now all of a sudden, you collapse the D. He's really athletic. He can kick it out to Tucker. He can lob it over the top to Capella. If they fall asleep, actually kick it back out to James.
Jalen Rose.
Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, released tonight. Are you going to wait outside? You camping outside to see The Rise of Skywalker?
Wait outside? Rise of Skywalker? It's cultural. People do that?
Disney, though.
Oh, I love Disney.
I love Disney. I'll be there. Yeah,
I love Disney.
We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV. Want to celebrate the locks. Cheek Looch, Jadakiss, Styles P.
Give them their flowers. Give them their flowers.
Just great.
Give them their flowers.
Three rappers coming from three different places, all showing up on time, professional, ready when we are. Did drops. Did the show.
Basketball, football,
did the podcast
boxing.
Exclusive.
Did individual drops. Did collective drops. Posted about the show after leaving the show. Covered all of the bases.
There's great people. Off Wax, great to talk to.
Those are my brothers, man.
Great people.
When they come back, I'm gonna give you. I'll talk about. Yeah, we gotta have them at least once a month. An easy segment. Got to be called Welcome to D Block. Easy segment.
Okay, very important. We have a holiday special.
Holiday.
It's going to be running on ESPN throughout the holidays in various different spots. We need your help. We always say we give the people that we want. We need you. So we need you to hit us on social, Instagram, Twitter, with your Soft Move or Boss Move holiday themed, with your cultural regional holiday theme. We need you to hit us at, what's the number, Jalen Rose?
98580 Jalen.
My guy. We should set that number up.
8580 Jalen.
When do you think we set that number up? 2013, 14?
Yeah, something like that. Leave a voicemail, Courtney.
And now you know
Stan it. Lee, Markel, leave voicemails.
Jalen, tell the people what we need for the holiday special.
We need phone calls and voicemails. And you don't get through if you don't shout Reg the Ledge. So you don't get through. Reg the Ledge is the bouncer at the standing next to the velvet rope. Make sure you give him a shout. Give us your holiday theme, Christmas theme, cultural or regional, soft move or boss move. Couples, welcome to call in anytime.
We love that.
Any day.
We love the relationship advice. You know why? Because we're in monogamous married relationships, so we like to dabble in other people's. That's why I love giving my single friend advice.
You know what? I need help from the people.
Do you know what I like to do? Oh, yeah. First of all, get some help from the people.
Go ahead. I need some help from the people. What do you do about people that get mad at you when you don't give them what they think they want for Christmas?
This is really a thing with you. You bring this up every single day.
It is a thing.
You bring this up every single day. I don't have people in my life like that.
Where do you get your next contract?
I don't have people in my life like that.
I ain't played ball in 20 years.
I'm not as big as you. The details of my contract, they don't go to the papers. That's not newsworthy.
That wasn't even accurate.
That's not newsworthy.
Let me tell you what I watched this morning. Very controversial.
But you watched this? You watched something this morning?
Very controversial.
You don't have kids in the house, do you?
I was watching it in the car. You ready for this?
What'd you watch?
And this is what I want to ask also from support of the people.
What'd you watch?
This is really... I do a television show, I do a podcast, and my job is to be informed. And if there's video footage out there, I need to see it. Because I may have to talk about it into a microphone.
Sure.
I watched an alleged ASAP Rocky sex tape.
Hold up. Hit the brakes, Reg. Hit the whack brakes, Reg. You know I love A$AP Rocky.
I do too.
I love the whole A$AP mob. A$AP Ferg, I think I even like more than Rocky, to be honest with you.
Now you put me on to him. Shabba Ranks.
when I gave Shaka Shabba Ranks, it was like giving Mikey life cereal. And I know y'all are too young to even get that reference. But Shaka was like, I like this. Play it again. Played it for a third time.
How many times did we listen to it in Vegas?
It was like five times in a row. Five times in a row. That was a great trip. We should do that again. Let's do it for
it was so fun.
Let's do it for the Wilder Fury fight.
Done.
We got invited to that one too by an executive that will be named later. Because the same executive invited us to the Terrence Crawford fight. And when I wrote him back, I was like, you didn't expect us to hit you up for this, did you?
I'm going to hit you up every time.
Yeah. He's like, you didn't expect us to actually follow up on this.
We're going to check. He's going to change his number.
Yeah, he is. You know, he blocked me once by accident. Oh,
really?
I was blocked for like a year. I was like, every time I call, it just goes, it's like, I can't get in touch with this guy. Texting. Like, I didn't respond to text. Like, I know you're an important executive in the company, but no.
That is hilarious.
I've known you for like 15 years. And then he looked at his phone. He's like, you know, I've had you blocked for like a year, but
that is funny.
He said he didn't mean to, but
it was 5 years. You weren't following me on Twitter.
That's a good point. We're doing a show together.
I didn't realize
that
somebody else showed me.
That was by accident. But let's do that. So A$AP Rocky has a sex tape,
allegedly.
Okay. I have a lot of questions.
Don't see his face
because you know I love him. I'm always up on the latest on A$AP. Always, I got the latest on him because he's one of my favorite artists.
Yep.
So how have I not seen this? Do I have to search Twitter right now?
So here's what you got to get ready for in that video. A lot of silicone.
It's not silicone anymore, by the way.
What is it?
It's salt water or something? I don't know what it is.
It's
saline?
It's a lot of saline.
I don't do a lot of research on
it. It's a lot of saline, in that video.
Looking at the ocean?
Yeah, it's a lot of saline.
Oh, it popped up real quick.
Oh, no.
Oh, A$AP. Oh, no.
And here's the other thing.
Does he know it's being recorded? How's the camera work? What's the cinematography? What's the angle?
Well, here's the
pun intended.
Well, here's the angle. I'm about to show the world that I'm doing work.
Uh-huh. So he's holding a phone. Allegedly A$AP is holding a phone.
The young lady is allegedly facing north, and he's facing north as well.
Okay. Gotcha. How do you know it's north and not east, west, or south?
You really want me to say?
No, I don't.
Okay. Yes. Educated ways of saying things.
This is why we do podcast exclusive, because we can't put this in the B block.
So, did you see all that saline?
No, I didn't look at it. I just saw people talking about it. One thing that happens is when someone starts trending, what ends up being like the top hits are people talking about what's trending.
Gotcha.
So it's harder to find out why someone's trending sometimes because people are reacting to what they're originally trending.
It's like he was lifting barbells.
So he's holding the phone.
Yeah, he's holding the phone.
So I feel like if someone who may or may not have watched a bunch of celebrity sex tapes in his day, you gotta set up the camera on a tripod in a remote position.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's gotta be a full shoot. You gotta get the lighting right. You gotta have both hands available for usage.
Well, we don't know if the other person facing north was a willing participant.
Oh no. See, that is like a felony.
Correct.
That's a straight up felony.
We don't know if that person was a participant because
they're both facing the same direction.
Correct.
North.
Correct.
Yeah, you thought about that. I know.
So, but here's why. You're describing a production.
Yeah.
Like a tripod.
Yeah.
And a
get
camera.
The lights on.
And like, no, you turn
hit
it this
the
way.
Angle switch.
Like,
yeah.
Like Kim and Ray J. No. No, this is more like.
Like an Instagram story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real quick.
Yeah.
How'd it get out? It was on his phone.
I'm not sure how it got out.
It was on his phone. How'd it get out? If it was on her phone, I can understand how it got out.
But I want to go a little deeper into the box score about something.
Okay. Pun intended. Go deeper into the box score.
I saw a lot of comments of other people about his performance. They weren't impressed. That's all they were talking about.
I saw that too. I did a quick search. They weren't impressed. It's like, listen, you know, Michael Jordan scored like 9 before. You know what I mean? Michael Jordan's gone like 3 for 20 from the field before. We all have off days.
No, but I think, and I want to say this respectfully.
Hey, whatever you're about to say is not going to be respectful. We're already past being respectful.
People have a warped view, in my opinion, sometimes, of the length of time it takes to perform.
I'm just glad you said time.
Right? The length of time it takes to perform. Because there are going to be times. 2 minutes on the shot clock. There's going to be other times?
Overtime.
Overtime.
Double overtime.
Triple overtime.
Yeah, yeah.
Quadruple overtime.
Listen, everyone who's ever been engaged in coitus understands
Very
that.
Very mature.
Understands that. You know, everyone who's engaged in the coital activities.
But, you got to post the quadruple overtime. Well, that's the one you post.
No, I think
that's the issue.
We're about to get canceled.
But
the executive's like, yo, today's the day I'm going to listen to the Jalen Jacoby podcast.
They're not listening.
We'll put this at the end anyway. But, so like, they'll only listen to the first half hour.
But here's what I will say. He was practicing safely.
Good. That's good. That's great. That's great to hear. Because that's important. That's important. Someone who's got twins in the house. That's important, man.
And I can see like his initials on like a bed sheet. Or like
I don't even know what his initials are.
A.S.
He got monogram bed sheets?
Of course, he's rich.
I don't even know if his initials are. I'm gonna look up his real name. His real name could be like Steve.
Dog.
What?
People go by their stage names.
A.S. is not, no.
Didn't you say it was A$AP Rocky?
But not when you're getting A$AP Rocky real name, Rakim Myers. You got a name Rakim? I'm going
with that. So here's another thing I want to make sure
There's something I need to say.
Okay.
There was a quarterback, legendary quarterback, played for a long time on a few teams.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent a picture, which is popular nowadays, a picture of himself. And I really wanted to tell him and be like, put your best foot forward.
You know what I mean? It was a cold day.
You were sending these around.
It's cold day.
Like, it's like, hey man, like, if you're gonna take a picture, like, you know, put yourself in a position to succeed. That's all I gotta say. Put yourself in a position.
Yeah, but
every time you say
best foot forward.
And it's like, and this again, we've said this before, it's like, whoever you sent that picture to, and again, I'm so glad I missed this whole generation.
Me too.
Because there's zero pictures of me out there in the world. Zero. And I was just really glad that this happened because that person that you sent it to is not the only person that's going to see it. And in some cases, the whole world's going to see it.
And anytime you send somebody a picture, they're enthusiastic alone about it initially. Then at some point, I got to show somebody.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you how many times, because I've been with the same lady for 17 years. So we barely had cell phones. I don't even know if I had a cell phone when we got together. So we're not sending each other pictures. So there's no pictures out there. But when I have single friends, I can't tell you how many times they've been like,
check this out.
Look at this. And you know what? I love it.
I just met her last night.
I love it.
Nowadays, and it's crazy because, Jacob, nowadays dating has just changed. You slide into the DMs, it's a 50-50 shot.
Well, also, what else has changed is like, when we used to go to concerts, right? We didn't record it. We just enjoyed it. Maybe put a lighter up. Now you go to concert, everyone recording the phone. Mm-hmm. Like, the phone has become part of the concert experience, and I also feel like the phone has become part of the coital experience.
But also,
that's dangerous.
But it goes a little bit further because the entire process of meeting someone organically has changed. It's microwave now.
You know what? A lot of times I say things based on no perspective or experience because that's what I do.
Of course.
I'm here.
We're irresponsible journalists.
I feel like if they did a scientific study of people that met organically, whether it be a bar, at the supermarket, on the street, at work, I feel like those couples will last longer than digital couples, DM couples, or Bumble couples. You know what I mean? I just feel like if you did a study that you were like, yeah, of course you can meet somebody on your phone, but if you meet somebody in real life, it's going to be a stronger connection to
Correct.
Be had.
Correct.
So keep that in mind when you're out in the streets and you're looking at your phone.
Correct.
You know the thing I love to do? You know what I love to do, Jalen? This is living vicariously. When my wife's sisters come over, I love to look at their apps. There's some dudes out there that are getting messages that don't know David Jacoby's right now. And same thing with my single friends. I just got more single female friends. My single male friends, it's so much fun. Have you ever played on a dating app?
Nah.
Oh, first of all, when people tell me, I'm like, I'll be swiping left on, like right or left.
They got flat out hookup app.
I'll be making mistakes on it and they don't even care. They're like, it's not real life. Like, I'm thinking like, this is a real person who I just like accepted or rejected. And they're like, it's not even real life to them. They're like, I don't care. Do whatever you want on my phone.
I remember the years where showing my age here, where we were using maps to travel.
And then
a fuzz buzzer. And then now all of a sudden...
What's a fuzz buzzer?
A fuzz buzzer. It just, you don't know what it is, you don't know.
What are you talking about? Fuzz buzzer? Yo, that sounds like what A$AP Rocky was doing.
It basically highlights where the police are. The lights go red.
Yeah. Scanner. We call this a scanner. Okay. Yeah.
And now you have Waze. We'll tell you what time you're going to be there, where the police are, everything.
To the minute.
I never imagined that technology would now transform our country into people ordering dates and hookups like pizza. Like, literally. Like, hey, 30 minutes or less, or it's free.
Yeah. We get a topping wrong. You see the pizza home? We get a topping wrong, we'll get you another pizza. You can't. If 22-year-old me be telling you got a topping wrong every damn time. What do you got? You got recorded? We got to go to court? You know, give me another pizza real quick. Remember when they had those navigation things? Like, you would go rent a car, and you get the navigation thing. Like, you can't, because we didn't
charge
have
you 10 on your extra
phone.
Dollars.
Yeah. I remember putting that thing on the dashboard and being like, this is the greatest invention of all time.
Correct.
And now people like you, I got to tell the people something about you.
Okay.
You've played basketball in New York City.
Yes.
You played for the Knicks. You lived here now for 2 years,
and
two plus.
And I was driving, too.
2 years now?
Yeah.
You have no idea where you are when we're in Manhattan. None.
And
you could be in the financial district. You could be in Harlem. You could be on 51st Street, and I'll be like, Jalen, it's on 52nd Street. You'd be like, I don't know where that is. You really don't.
Hey, man, this is bright lights in big city, man.
But you don't even care. Like, you're not even trying to learn.
So here's what I learned about
you can
myself.
Drop me off on any block under 125th Street. I know exactly where I am.
I have states where I can do that. And your brain is like a computer sometimes. There's only certain information I can take in without getting overload. And in New York City, I just made my mind up. Door to door.
Your brain's not a computer, it's a chalkboard. You write some stuff on there, and it's just going to get erased. Your brain is a chalkboard. Your brain's not a computer. Jalen Rose, you came in the office today, bundled up, fur-lined jacket, big jacket, and you had a hat on. Underneath the hat, what do you have?
Like I said, with chic loots. I rock a waist-length mink, do-rag under my fitted, and I don't even want waves.
You do want waves, though.
Tends to be halfway new.
You do want
Except
waves.
Except my look today, North Face jacket, the big one, down past waist.
Oh, yeah.
With the furry hood. We're on the East Coast, and you know what always trips me out? Well, first off, let me tell you something that's cultural. I'm walking around New York City yesterday going to get some lunch. Well, I see people looking like you wearing shorts. What's
cultural.
Trying to show off?
It's cultural.
What is that?
Only our torso needs to be warm. That's it. Only the torso. Like, only people that look like me, like, the coldest day of the winter will wear like a vest, like a sweatshirt, a big puffy vest, a winter hat, and some shorts.
It's not just a way to show off, like, we built for this.
Exactly.
You ain't built for this.
That's exactly what that is.
It's a mental subliminal.
That's exactly what that is.
Gotcha. So today, I had on my Scully, and when I came to work, not only did I have on a do-rag.
Tell him what type of do-rag.
It was a cloth one.
A velvet do-rag. And I'm like, Jalen, why you got the velvet one?
Because I was wearing dress clothes.
He says he got...
You wear the satin one with gym shoes and jeans.
So if you got hard bottoms on, so you got a closet full of do-rags. Just different colors, different fabrics.
Well, initially, I wasn't up on the cloth ones. But I went to DC and I got an award, and when I was leaving, a gentleman came up to me with a box and was like, this from Lil Bow Wow. He got love for you. He watched the show.
Wait, what?
And he gave me a bag. It had a couple of brushes in there, and it had some waves.
So basically Lil Bow Wow took Reg's job. Because that used to be Reg used to be the plug. Reg used to be the plug for the do-rags and the oils and the brushes. And now Lil Bow Wow is just like, oh. So this person was a representative of Lil Bow Wow. So Lil Bow Wow was like, oh, Jalen Rose is getting honored at this place and this time. I'm sending this person there
with
a box.
That was love.
This is crazy.
That was love. He did. So that's when I first got turned on to him. So then something happened.
What happened?
Something happened.
Oh, is this a tragedy? I can tell from your voice.
Yes.
What happened?
I wore the cloth one to bed, the black one.
Mm-hmm.
on a day where we had the satin sheets and the pillowcases.
Okay.
And the candles.
What happened?
The do-rag got all over the sheets. All over the pillowcase.
Oh, the cloth fell off, kind of? It shed a little bit?
No. It's all black dye on the pillowcase.
The dye from the do-rag? Was that... Did Bow Wow send you some cheap do-rags? Yo, come on. Dye should be coming off of do-rags.
I don't know if this is a one-time thing or whatever. Oh, so no. Just so you know, I had parked them...
Follow-up question.
Since that day till today.
Follow-up question. What do y'all do with the satin sheets and the candles?
Well, you know, load management. I was going to ask Jada about that yesterday. I was like, it's a different kind of load management.
I know, I wanted you to. I was going to set you up for it because you didn't want to say it. So, but also the velvet durag sheds a little bit.
Yeah.
So today.
Can't wear it to bed.
No, today you had a little black spot, but not part of your hairline. I honestly thought that you were PEDing it. I thought you had Beijing in there or like some sort of dye. I thought you were rocking the PEDs. And I was like, oh no. Oh no. The wizard just came out from behind the curtain. But do you know what it was? It was just velvet. It was just a little velvet shed.
But here's what I got to make sure I stress to people about fashion and having a crisp cut.
What's that?
There's a distinction that I want to make sure I put out there on wax.
I'm ready.
If you're doing television or appearing 5 days a week or 7 days a week, it's different than when you only can show up 1 or 2 days a week.
Oh, now you're taking shots at Grant Hill?
No.
Oh, that's what you're doing. Because Dwayne Wade tweeted that he said, you got some competition to a picture of Grant Hill. For those who don't know, there's been a lot of discussion about Jalen Rose's hairline. You won a championship this week. Congratulations, your first championship. And Dwayne Wade celebrated your hairline, called you old. But then Dwayne Wade followed up a couple days later and tweeted a picture of Grant Hill and his crispy hairline and said, Jalen has some competition. And now you're making the distinction between an everyday camera person versus not. Sounds like you're subbing Grant Hill.
I would never do that.
You and Grant Hill already went back and forth. We just need peace between you and Grant Hill.
Well, you bringing it up. You probably shouldn't be doing it.
I'm trying to.
No, yeah. You should instigate.
That's what I'm here for.
I love Grant Hill. Shout to him in a lot of different ways. Number one, my family lives in Atlanta.
Plays for the Pistons.
When it's time for me to get tickets, I'm texting one of their minority owners, Grant Hill.
Oh, wow.
And he takes care of me and my family. He's been doing it for years.
Wow. Good for Grant Hill.
We're on the text, and we're in the same barber family. When he got to Atlanta, he got into the family.
Oh, wow. So, you know what? This barber deserves to be celebrated. It's like training the number one and the number two fighter.
So shout to Marcus, who does his hair, who also introduced me to Hawk, who does my hair.
Mm.
So I can respectfully say this.
It's Marcus's coaching tree?
Well, I'll say this. Grant got a lot more crisp the last year and a half, 2 years.
Sure did.
Right?
Sure did.
So shout to my brother. But he got something on me. He got something on me, though.
What's that?
Besides being a better basketball player at championships and being handsome.
All that.
Being able to jump and all NBA, all-stars.
You got it. What else you got on you?
He got a beard.
Oh, yeah.
He got a beard.
It looks good.
He got a beard.
It does look good.
He got a great beard.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and be like, man, this hairline is crispy, but God, this would be nice if I had a beard.
No, I got a goatee.
Yeah.
Think about it, for somebody like you. I'm wearing facial hair. You're not.
You know why I'm not?
Please tell.
Everybody got a beard. You can't do what everybody does. Find me a white guy between 25 and 45 right now that doesn't have any facial hair. Just find me one. I'm the only one. You know, I said to myself when everyone had a beard, I was like, I'm going to shave every single day. I don't shave Saturday, Sunday, but Monday through Friday, I shave every single day.
And that's the thing about being a public figure. I always try to zag when people are zigging and vice versa.
That's why you come to Jalen and Jacoby.
So like today, I was like, oh, okay. I'm about to break out the diamond tie clip. Because it gives people something to copy.
Those are real diamonds?
Yeah, dog.
You are so rich.
Give people something to copy.
Those are so rich.
So now when you see people doing it, I said that when I put the turtlenecks on wax 2 years ago. Like, yo, this is about to be something like a phenomenon. Now I see cats in L.A. wearing them.
Can you bring back the fresh flowers, please?
I am.
I love those.
I am.
That was when you're really in your bag.
I am.
When you're like, Jalen would take an extra 20, he'd be late to the meeting because he had to take 20 minutes to go to downtown Los Angeles florist and get the fresh flower. Coming into the meeting late, but he got the fresh flower.
I'm going to bring it back.
Bring those back.
I will.
Listen, we need your help. We need you to right now call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a holiday-themed question. Question about the holidays. Could be sophomore boss move. Could be cultural regional. Could be whatever you want. Leave us a question about the holidays. Call 985-80-JALEN right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. Got to give the people.